And I am back, and I'm back here with a little bit of a bonus episode this week on top of our very long Dragon Age focus episode. In the very beginning of our recording, I had to get something out, and that was a rant around the My Hero Academia drama. Warning, there is cussing and a lot of frustration in this. We do mark these episodes as explicit, as you know, we have adult content, so we like adults to listen to our episode. But just know that there is a bit of that going on. It is a rant, but I hope you enjoy the bonus content nonetheless. And I hope that you look into the My Hero Academia drama and go and support Horikoshi and make him feel better, because it is very much unnecessary, the drama that's been brought up around this. So thanks so much. And thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe to us, or, you know, share the content with your friends. Every little bit helps. Thanks so much. Bye.
Before we get into this, and feel free to comment on this, guys, if you know of the situation, but I just want to put this out there real quick. Mm-hmm. So, I love My Hero Academia. I really do. And there's been this recent controversy over one of the recent chapters of My Hero Academia where Horikoshi named the doctor and it referred to like a historical situation where, you know, Chinese and Koreans were persecuted by the Japanese. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But it had to do with persecution nonetheless. Yeah. And the name reminded people of that. And so Horikoshi went out of his way. He apologized. He came up with the name for completely different reasons. And he put out a genuine apology. It was fine. It was good. And now people are complaining and nitpicking at birthdays that he's come up with. Like the birthday for Bakugo is also Hitler's birthday. And so, you know, people are throwing a fit and they're nitpicking. And so the thing I want to say on this is to everyone nitpicking at every little thing Horikoshi has come up with for My Hero Academia, the work he's put in, like people are genuinely afraid he's going to stop making My Hero Academia now because of how harsh people are being. And to everyone being that nitpicky person that claims you're a fan and you're offended, warning, we're adults, so I'm gonna go in and say something. Uh-oh. Fuck you. Like, truly, fuck you.
Oh, no.
You know what else Bakugo shares a birthday with? The lovely and handsome and muscly Shamar Moore, okay? Like, from Criminal Minds.
Oh, God.
He shares a birthday with him, too, and he is just beautiful. So I'd rather think of Shamar Moore in relation to Bakugo's birthday than Hitler. He shares a birthday with a lot of famous people, by the way. So I don't know why you focused in on Hitler, maybe just to, you know, cause, you know, a stir. But if Horikoshi stops making My Hero Academia because of all you little nitpicky motherfuckers.
Wow.
I'm gonna come smack someone.
Oh, shit.
The nearest one to me, I will smack you. Because it is truly ridiculous. Like, it's referred to cancel culture, which we've talked about before.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it is just getting out of hand, and I'm so tired of it.
I know.
Anyways. That's my rant. If you guys want to comment, feel free.
See, I'm not a fan of, like, My Hero Academia, but Mimi is. She knows a lot more about it than I do.
Oh.
So, I haven't been keeping up. I know. I'm trying to binge things I'm missing out on, but I have seen a good portion of My Hero. There is no secret agenda. That's really weird for people to focus in on certain dates and birth dates and different words. It's a little strange.
I'm like, sure it's coincidental.
It's coincidental. If you look at it this way, everybody shares a birthday with something or someone.
Right.
Like, I share my birthday with New Year's Eve, but you don't see me being upset because everybody is doing something on New Year's Eve. It's a holiday. Like, that's weird. So it just seems like they're kind of looking for something to be upset about. And why do that? Because it's going to discourage people from making the product. They don't want to be attacked. And sometimes I can agree on canceling certain people or things because of problematic issues that arise that are really bad. But in this case, no, it's coincidental stuff. There's nothing weird going on. So hopefully he doesn't stop.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop making My Hero. I would be very upset because it's actually one of the few anime that I have found myself liking. I am extremely picky.
Same.
I go out of my way to make sure I like something first before I get into it. I was one of those people who was like, that anime looks stupid at first. I honestly thought that. But then I started watching it and I'm like, this is actually not that bad.
I'm a firm believer in the 3-episode rule. Sorry, I'm trash.
I mean, it only took me 2 episodes to like it. It didn't take me that long. I was like, okay.
Yeah, by the 3rd episode, you're in. Because, like, and even in the manga chapters, like, you know, a few chapters in, you're in to the story already. And it frustrates me because the nitpicking is ridiculous. Like, I understood the name issue and people being sensitive to that, okay, but he apologized for that, genuinely apologized. And not only that, he committed to saying he was going to change the name, which he, as the artist, did not have to do, but he's doing anyways. And that just goes to show how genuine he's being, that he's willing to change the name of one of his characters to help people out. But he shouldn't have to go and change everybody's birthday because you're gonna find freaking a flaw in every little thing. Like, get over it.
Yeah, you can't make an artist go back and do all of this, because the next, even if he changes things, oh, then you're gonna find somebody else to equate the birthday to, and that's not fair. That's not how that should work. Just let it be, you know. A birthday is a birthday.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that, like, when I know me, I write a little bit, and so, like, characters that I make, their birthdays are coincidental, and, like, and by no means do I go out of my way to search out famous people and see when their birthdays are. So I literally look at a fucking calendar and throw a dart. Yeah. But, like, I share a birthday with Flo Rida, and I hate that guy. Are you kidding?
What's my birthday? I think my birthday is, Elvis died on my birthday? Is that what it is? August 16th? Aww. Hold on. Let me find this. When did Elvis die? That's gonna show up in my... Yeah, August 16th. So August 16th is the day is when Elvis died, and I share my birthday with that. So, I guess by their...
You also share a birthday with Madonna and the Queen, Angela Bassett.
Yeah. well, but by the logic of these nitpickers, maybe I killed Elvis. I don't
maybe,
know.
Yeah. We're going by that.
It's all my fault, guys. I'm so sorry. I was born August 16th.
Makes sense.
Anyways, so let's just zen out of that. I just wanted to rant, and I'm happy to have people to share it with and contribute with. But we'll zen out, and let's just think of Shamar Moore from Criminal Minds and how amazing he is.
It's perfect.